A new novel out today revolves around an underground cult obsessed with the work of the artist Marcel Duchamp and a runaway teenager struggling to survive it. The Ready-Made Thief is set in Philadelphia. It makes much use of the city's abandoned factory buildings, as well as the art museum, which has the largest collection of work by Duchamp. WHYY's Peter Crimmins sat down with the author Augustus Rose and asked him to read a passage from the novel in which the main character, a girl named Lee, is led by her friend Tomi into an abandoned industrial site.
Tomi was waiting for her at the bottom, but she ignored him. She ran a hand down the cracked gauges of one blocky machine the size of a refrigerator, feeling the old paint chip away beneath her fingers. A set of gears as tall as she was leaned against one wall. The remains of an old water mill were collapsed at the bottom of a long concrete trench. The room was filled with old machinery like this, and Lee got close to each of them, fascinated by their decay. She didn't care that her dress was now smudged in rust and dirt and torn beneath one arm. This was the most beautiful place she had ever seen.
And that's Augustus Rose reading from his book, The Ready-Made Thief. You're describing the Schuylkill Waterworks. You're taking a little bit of liberty there because the Schuylkill Waterworks are not actually in an abandoned part of Philadelphia.
Right.
It's right at the base of the art museum. And it's actually quite lovely.
It is quite lovely.
But you're painting a certain landscape of Philadelphia, of the world of The Ready-Made Thief as this really dense post-industrial, largely abandoned world.
Yes, I mean, the world of The Ready-Made Thief, it's not as though all of Philadelphia is some post-industrial wasteland, but the spaces of it that my characters inhabit happen to be derelict buildings and old, you know, abandoned factories and aquariums and those unmapped areas that, you know, we don't generally see, but these are the spaces that my characters sort of happen to land in.
Well, I want to ask you about Marcel Duchamp. I can attempt to give a very short primer to listeners about who Marcel Duchamp is. He's an artist, early mid-century artist. Began as sort of a cubist, famously for New Descending Staircase, and then went off into this very conceptual, very abstract, very intellectual zone at the Philadelphia Art Museum. One of his famous pieces is a urinal he put on a pedestal and called it art and challenged people's idea of art. And so he lived in this realm in his later years of art that was not so much about material things, but about the ideas behind them. What does Marcel Duchamp offer you as a novelist?
It started with just my longtime obsession with him. As you know, there really wasn't any conceptual art before Duchamp. He was the one who brought art from this realm of pure aesthetics and us looking at a piece of art and appreciating it for its beauty and maybe for what it does to our soul, but he brought it into the realm of the mind and the intellect. He changed the entire landscape of art. Duchamp did it so quietly and beautifully, and I just always loved him. When I started looking at his art more closely and looking at all of his work beyond his ready-mades and sort of more major works that are in the Philadelphia Museum of Art, one thing I noticed is that it's all interconnected in a way. It's all self-referential. There's almost a story being played out. I began to see it as a puzzle, something to unpack, and that there was a solution there, but it wasn't just one solution. It was multiple solutions depending on who was looking at the art. You could see what you wanted to see in it, and you could take out what you wanted to take out depending on who was looking at it. And so I imagine this group of men who were obsessed with his work and saw in it what they wanted to see in it and were determined to uncover this kind of secret that they thought was buried.
You personally don't have a big history with Philadelphia.
No.
You mentioned to me before that you had spent some time here to do research, but you felt this is the place for your novel, even though you don't have a deep personal history of this space. Why is this novel here?
Well, I knew for a long time I'd been wanting to write about the artist Marcel Duchamp, write a novel around him and his work. And so it takes place by necessity in Philadelphia because his major works are permanently housed in Philadelphia Museum of Art. And so, you know, when I started the book, I knew it took place in Philadelphia. I'd never actually been to the city before that. And so I came to the city. I was lucky enough to have two really dear friends who are sculptors who live in Fishtown. And they just took me around to all the kinds of places that I wanted to see and the kinds of neighborhoods I wanted to visit. And they were my tour guides, and I couldn't have asked for better guides. And the city itself just resonated with me right away. If I didn't have to set it in Philadelphia, after visiting it, I would have set it here anyways. Mm-hmm. It's such a perfect city for the story that takes place in this book.
I'm speaking with Augustus Rose. His new novel is The Ready-Made Thief. It's out today.
That was WHYY's Peter Crimmins.